Good morning, Audrey. And as you've been hearing in the news, the proposed bid to co-host the 2028 European Championships will take another step today. Now, the Cabinet will be asked to sign off on that bid to jointly host with England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. And as you know, we've been down this road before with the Rugby World Cup. We thought we were in with a great chance for that. But this bid is believed to have a very strong chance of success. Turkey, the only other rival in the process. Now, people often question the cost of staging these tournaments. Well, there is no hosting fee, but there is the expense that comes with it, the upgrading of the venues and the infrastructure. So that bid has to be submitted to UEFA by tomorrow, then a more detailed plan finalised by next April, and UEFA will make the final decision next September. Now, it's a busy week for the Irish men's and women's international teams in football and rugby. The Irish women beat Morocco 4-0 last night. This is their first game since qualifying for the World Cup. Manager Vera Powell started a very strong team against a side ranked 76th in the world, so 52 places below us. And if you were to assess the performance, you'd say good result, but plenty of room for improvement with that performance. The goals came from Megan Campbell, Katie McCabe. Louise Quinn scored on her 100th international appearance. Kira Caruso rounded it off with a goal late in the game, and it was Kira's birthday, so it was a pretty nice way to round off the day for her. And lovely to see Louise Quinn on the mark as well, although it wasn't very pretty, to be honest, because Morocco were actually defending in their own penalty area and one of their players was actually trying to clear the ball, but Louise got a tackle in, the ball rebounded off her foot and into the back of the net, but they all count, don't they? And this one was goal number 16 in an Irish shirt for Louise, and it was a little bit different from the rest of them because all the others were headers. This, the first with her foot.
Technically, that's the first goal with my foot, but that's what I was defending from the front and obviously just trying to keep the ball going and keep the momentum going in the box so we could put pressure on them. And I got the look of the bounce and the look of the the block of the shot, but listen, I will absolutely take it.
We're not quite sure if it's a FIFA record of 15 headed goals in a row, but you've broken the chain now.
I know, kind of broken the chain is what I'm known for a bit in that way, but again, it's an honour to score for your country. I don't care whatever way it goes in. I'm sure hopefully I'll get back to my head and ways soon enough, but again, it was for me just to finish the year on such a high, and the team and squad have just been incredible for the last year, and that just topped it off altogether. The team again have just been outstanding, and we're talking about, as well as a defender, I'm loving it more than scoring the goals. The amount of clean sheets we have is a joke,
and six
in a row. You can't in against some incredibly tough opponents. We just know how to make games really difficult, and we know how to capitalise on it. And for me, it's about kind of just how we've learned and taken that on, and what players have done individually, and then we've brought it together as a team. So I'm just incredibly proud.
Yeah, well done to Louise. They all count, don't they? The men's team also have a busy week. They play Norway on Thursday in a friendly. And one position where we are well and truly blessed at the moment is goalkeeper. Gavin Bazuno of Southampton is the preferred choice at the moment. And he's been, I guess, really enhancing his reputation since moving to the Saints. He's been speaking with Dave Kelly.
Gavin, I think this is the first time we've had to speak to you since the move, obviously, in the summer. How has it gone for you so far with Southampton in the Premier League?
Yeah, it's been really good. It's been a bit busy couple of months, but I've enjoyed it, getting into playing Premier League football and adapting to the speed and the level of the players. It's been really enjoyable. It's been hard work, but, it's a long road ahead, and I can't wait to continue it.
And how has the step up been?
I think the fact that I had been exposed to international level really helped with the step up. I wasn't going straight from League One, not being exposed to that level. I'd face top quality opposition at international level, which definitely really helped me.
And how do you see the battle for places in terms of being Ireland's number one? Obviously, you've got Mark Travers and Caoimhín Kelleher. How do you see that situation?
I think we've got, myself and then two really, really strong goalkeepers who are really talented. And, all I can focus on is my own performances. All I can do is go out there and perform as well as I can every week and show the manager what I can do. But I can imagine he's going to have a headache because we've got really good goalkeepers.
And if you are playing on Thursday, one player you won't be facing is Erling Haaland.
Yeah, he's obviously a brilliant player, but I'm sure it will still be a tough match. They've got a lot of other good players, and all we can do is go out there and put on our best performance against whoever's against us.
Yeah, what a campaign he is having, and great to have so much talent in that position. Now, the Irish rugby team have a number of injury concerns ahead of the meeting against Australia this weekend. The out-half position, a concern, because Johnny Sexton, doubtful with a dead leg, Joey Carberry ruled out, James Ryan, Andrew Porter, Josh van der Freer and Hugo Keenan also carrying knocks. Robbie Henshaw has returned to Leinster for treatment on a hamstring injury. Finally, Noel McGrath has been confirmed as the Tipperary hurling captain for 2023. New manager Liam Cal, very organised ahead of the new season. He's named as captain along with the squad for the league last night. That's your sport for now.